Welcome to the Primrose Lane podcast about the real paranormal events that inspired the making of the psychological thriller Primrose Lane. I'm the filmmaker Kathleen Davison, and I'm joined in this segment with paranormal specialist and a whole lot more, Pamela Beatty. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, guys.
And we have a special guest this week. We have Mari Morrison joining us, and Mari is a fantastic actress, and she has the web series Feathers and Toast. Hello, Mari. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us where we find you and a little bit about what you do?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I have a show, as Kathleen just said, called Feathers and Toast, and you can find it on YouTube or www.feathersandtoast.com.
Fantastic. The reason we have Mari in as a guest today is because she has an experience that coincides in a similar thematic way with what I experienced. And I found that after making the film and having my own crazy experiences in the house even prior to making the film, I started to be flooded with other stories and people who had similar experiences. And some of them, people found me. That's normal. And others were those things like, I don't have a lot of time to be on Facebook, but I try to check in every now and then, and one day I log on, and what do I find but a post from Mari talking about this crazy experience that she's had that is so completely in line. And it's that kind of stuff where I go, you know, it's you know, the odds. And that was, you know, the thing that was at the top of the page, and there was no way I wasn't going to see it. So I'm going to let Mari tell you what the thing was. Mari?
What an introduction, darling. I feel like I need to come up with something really spooky. Right. Well, yeah, as Kathleen said, I had a very similar experience, turns out, from her, that I created a character called Tallulah Grace, which I then went on to base my show Feathers and Toast on or around. And essentially, Tallulah is my inner clown. So when creating a clown, you really only have one inner clown, and it's essentially an extension of yourself, much like a cartoonist or a caricature artist might draw a bigger nose. If you have a little bit of a big nose, they're going to make it bigger. So it's a very personal exploration into your own self, which aspect of your personality you're going to push to the hilt to make into your clown. Like Charlie Chaplin's Tramp, you have one thing. So I spent about 6 or 7 months working on the character of Tallulah, doing improvisations, reading, writing, thinking, drawing, really getting into the heart of who she is. And even the name Tallulah Grace is a name that's very close to my heart. It's something that has been with me for about 15 years. I've always wanted to call my daughter that. It's a name that's just been a part of my soul, I feel. So that was a natural decision. It didn't even feel like a decision. It was just, this is Tallulah. And so I created this show. I did season one. I started shooting weekly vlogs as her with a producing partner, Holly. And after about a year and a half of doing this, Holly was in a bookstore and found a book called Tallulah, Darling of the Gods, that is all about Tallulah Bankhead. And she bought this book for me and gave it to me as a present. And I was totally shocked because already just with the cover, there was a resemblance of Tallulah to me. And I had never, ever even heard of Tallulah Bankhead. And it turned out that the majority of our audience had thought that I had based Tallulah Grace on Tallulah Bankhead.
And really, one moment, let me just interrupt you. You need to share with us a little bit about the character of Tallulah Grace, because she has certain catchphrases and words, and it centers on a cooking show that she does. So tell us a little bit how she was constructed and such some of those phrases and general interest that Tallulah Grace has before you had any awareness of Tallulah Bankhead and her personal biography.
Sure. Good point. Tallulah is very grand. Mm. She always wears feather boas. She calls everybody darling. She
wears gloves in the kitchen.
She wears gloves in the kitchen to cook.
Talking rubber gloves.
No, darling, certainly not. Beaded vintage gloves. She's very dramatic. She puts herself on a plane with Chanel. She thinks very highly of herself, as she should, darling. She's worth it. And so she's very grand dame. She's very theatrical. She's, as one might imagine, a little bit over the top, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Champagne and bubble baths.
Yes, that's what she talks about a lot. Everyone is darling to her. So even the title, Tallulah, Darling of the Gods, also Tallulah Grace calls herself Queen of Your Cuisine. So she's very, that's her sort of
overinflated, indulgent.
Yes.
Yes.
So when Holly gave me this book, I immediately opened it up, and in the inside cover, the biographer is saying, within moments of meeting Tallulah Bankhead, I was perched on the edge of her bath, sipping champagne, and she was calling me darling in the bath. And I call everyone darling. I'm always talking about champagne, and I have a bath every night. And in fact, the poster for the show is Tallulah in the bath with a glass of champagne. So, to be honest, it gave me chills. It really did, because I'd never heard of her, and I was almost too scared to start reading the book. But then obviously I did. First of all, I looked her up on Google and saw her in an episode of I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. Lucille Ball was my main inspiration for the show. So the fact that she was in an episode was amazing. And she's very dramatic. She does call everyone darling, and she speaks sort of with a British accent, although she's American. And then I went through the book.
And so tell us a little bit, point by point.
Real quick, can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did she wear white a lot?
Did she?
White.
Tallulah Bankhead or Tallulah Grace?
Either one.
I'm not sure if she wore it a lot. I haven't seen an overabundant number of photographs of her. What I've seen, she's actually worn black more, but she may have worn white gloves I wouldn't be
why,
able to
why
say.
Why did you say that, just out of curiosity?
Because there's a female spirit around you, my dear, that is showing me a lot of white and feathers.
Huh.
Mm. Oh. So that's why I'm asking.
Can we come back to that in a second? Or do we need to talk to her right now? Is she in a hurry?
She's hanging. It's all right. Okay. She's hanging around.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. We're going to find out who the feathered friend is.
So I was reading this book, and there came across, because darling, champagne, and bathtubs, a lot of actresses perhaps could be into those things. So I thought, okay, well, that's maybe just a little bit of a similarity. But then going through the book, there were really incredible ones. For example, I've lived in Los Angeles 6 years, and the only things I miss about the UK are, apart from family and friends, are the newspapers. In particular, the Sunday newspapers, and especially the Sunday Observer, which is my favorite newspaper. So much so that when my mum comes across every few months, she has to bring me back issues of the Sunday newspaper. And Tallulah Bankhead was an American actress, but she lived in the UK, made her name on the London stage for about 8 years in the 20s. And when she moved back to New York, she missed the Sunday newspapers so much, she used to get the Sunday Observer delivered to her. So that was really incredible, because the fact that it named my favorite newspaper.
It was the same publication.
Yeah, wow. Was really, and it's not the Sunday Times. I mean, it's still a big paper, but it's not the biggest British paper. So that was weird. And then maybe the weirdest thing was, I have low blood sugar, so I have food by my bed at night. In case I can't sleep, I eat, and then essentially it makes me go to sleep. Or if I wake up, I eat something. And so one night that had happened, I hadn't been able to sleep. It was about 1:30 in the morning. I was eating a banana and reading this book. And reading at that moment, Tallulah Bankhead had food laid out around her bed by her servant so that she could eat throughout the night. And it was much more elaborate than I had. It was like duck pate and soup. I had nuts and chocolate. So that was really weird. I mean, I got chills because I was in bed reading and eating. And then the last really major thing was, she was very good friends with Tennessee Williams, and he wrote the play A Sweet Bird of Youth for her. She was to play the lead role in that. And I auditioned for drama school with the speech from Sweet Bird of Youth that was written for Tallulah.
Wow.
So cool. Very personal.
So Pamela, now we're dying to hear what your take is on this whole experience.
Yes.
All right, well, give me a second, because I think I know what it is automatically. I thought I did when you were talking, but let me double check. There is a woman, by the way, that's wearing white, and she has feathers all around her, and she's her arms are like up in the air waving like this. Okay. And I don't know 100%. I'm not 100% sure it's her. Do you know if, when you read in the book, do you know if she had a sister?
Yes, she did.
Okay. It's her sister.
Hmm.
That's who I think it is.
Okay.
Because she just told me I was her sister. Yeah. So I think that's who the woman in white is.
Okay.
I think she was her sister. As far as your experience, I'm going to have to go back, because it feels like a past life.
Yeah.
It feels like something you already lived. And that's why it's so resonates with you.
Yeah.
But let me look real quick. That I have to kind of
Why don't you take a moment?
Talk amongst yourself.
I'm going to share a little bit about Pamela while Pamela is having time to tune in. So just so you understand, Pamela and Mari had never met prior to today. And Pamela very specifically did not want to know Mari's backstory or even what we were going to discuss in today's segment. So she met her literally 5 minutes before you did in this recording. And and Pamela is not one to fish for information. She likes to know as little as possible so she can find it and feel that she truly tapped into something. Are you ready, Pamela? You
want yeah,
to give
no.
me a little more time?
Yeah,
okay, so let's see what she's
picking. I may have to ask a couple of questions because some of the pictures I'm seeing isn't making any sense. So in order for it to make sense for me, I may have to ask. And just dig yes or no. Do you know when she died?
Yes.
Do you know, you have that information?
Well, I don't know the exact date. I'd have to. I know it's December of like 1967 or 1968.
Yeah, it was way before you were born. Though,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So say if you're that old. Yeah. I want your secret. Yeah. Because she looks so young. And do you know what she died of?
I can't quite remember. Are you clutching your? She was a smoker and a drinker.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I was clutching. I know it's radio, but I was clutching my chest because I felt death from chest. Now, when I the reason I took a second and closed my eyes is because I was calling for that spirit just to make sure. So I put the word out for, hey, the one that was Tallulah, if you were in spirit, please show up to me so I know it wasn't you, you know, and nobody showed up.
Oh, means it could potentially be? Wow.
Yeah.
That could have been your former life. That would make sense why her sister would be here instead of her.
That's right.
Ooh.
And I'm getting goosebumps, so I know I'm right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a spirit thing. It's not because you've got the voice of Tallulah talking in your head. I think you were the Tallulah that's talking in your head.
That's so cool.
Wow, I'm kind of speechless.
Yeah, because I felt myself. I couldn't tell if it was in the 60s or I was 60 when I died. And then I'm feeling you. So I was feeling your because that's what I can do. I can feel the person's past life experiences. So, and I felt it as a whole. And the reason, the reason you came back is because there was so much more creatively that you felt like you didn't get a chance to do. And you had a certain amount of celebrity and a certain amount of fame. But you felt so limited in what the opportunities they gave you. Now, I don't know if Hollywood, I don't know if that's true or not, because I don't know anything about this female. I don't know anything about the actress. I know absolutely nothing. And I couldn't have researched it because I didn't know till you got here.
No.
But there was something that your soul felt like, oh, I didn't quite get it. You know what? It was she, I'll just say she for right now. She embraced her idiosyncrasies. Mm-hmm. She loved her idiosyncrasies, her mm-hmm. odd things. And mm-hmm. she had enough money that she could embrace those things.
Yeah, she had lions and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Wild animals, yeah.
I see it's just like she loved being odd. Mm-hmm. She just loved being odd. And really, but creatively, like she lived a life, I feel like, exactly like she wanted to live it.
Yeah.
But creatively, she thought they limited her in what she could do.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was really funny, but mm-hmm. they limited her. She felt limited in the funny roles. And I don't know if you know that anything about her, but I'm just saying. What I'm doing is I'm talking to the higher consciousness of this being. I'm talking to your higher consciousness. That's where I'm getting this information right now. So, but it was like comedy was such an important thing, and I'll say she again. She thought she was funny, mm-hmm. and she never really felt like she got enough opportunities to express that. Like she lived life to the fullest. I'm not saying she didn't, but there were things that she, as an actress, she didn't get a chance to do, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. you came back to get a chance to do all of those things.
So I do know of Tallulah Bankhead, but I don't know a tremendous lot about her career and biography. Mari, do you know what genre she, you know, how did she get to do much comedy is what we're trying to get?
Not so much. It was more drama from what I understand of the plays and things that she did. She laterally she hosted a big radio show on CBS with funny people like the Marx Brothers and various things. Mm-hmm. Her autobiography, I will tell you, is very funny. Her turn of phrase, mm-hmm. when she talks about being ill in hospital, she says, like, there I lay, wan and beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, she was very overdramatic. You know, she is a very funny writer. But I don't know if she had that much of an opportunity to play comedic.
Yeah, no, that was her goal, to get back here and do that.
Now, generally, our podcast would be over right now, but we're going to go just a few minutes longer because we're so happy to have Mari here in studio, and I think we're almost there. But I wanted to ask you what your feeling is and how it resonates, and you never need to agree. You know, Pamela's sharing her experience. Pamela never feels offended if it doesn't, if you don't, you know, agree with her. So part of what I love about her. So how does it resonate with you? And may I ask... where else you've gone and trying to understand this whole phenomenon in your life? Have you looked elsewhere? And, you know, does any of this resonate, mm-hmm. you know, with your experience?
Yeah, I have a therapist who's like who's done some regressional work with me before, and she's actually in London, but I see her I have sessions with her via Skype. And so even before I read the book, I had a session with her, and I said, I don't know much about past life regressions or past life things, and I don't even really know what I was meaning when I said to her, do you think I might be channeling her? Because I don't really know if I understand the concept or what channeling really means. And she immediately said, no, I think you could be her reincarnated. That was her first impulse.
The second person.
Yeah. And she said, read the book and see whether you feel like they're memories or whether you feel like it's new information. And some of the, certainly, especially in the autobiography, there's so many details. Like, my dad always wanted to be an actor, and he's the one that encouraged me to be an actor. And he himself had wanted to be an actor, and his dad had prevented him from doing it, saying it's not a serious profession. And the same with Tallulah Bankhead's dad. Mm. He had actually run off and joined a theater company, then got a letter from his mother saying it's not a serious profession, you've got to quit, and he did.
Wow.
And, you know, my grandmother's, I'm very close to my grandmother. She's 91 and she's here in Long Beach. And she always tells me her one bit of major advice is to thine own self be true. And when I was reading her autobiography one day, just about 7 or 8 months ago, I was having a bit of a low time. And I turned the page and she said, one thing I'll always believe is to thine own self be true. And that couldn't have meant, there's nothing anyone could say to me that would mean more than that sentence, really. So a lot of people have said, oh, you should do a past life regression. And I may do, but I kind of feel I don't need to. I feel like, for me, it's a huge endorsement that I'm on the right path with my show and mm-hmm. with this character. I mean, it feels weird to even say character, because I do feel it's just an extension of myself, more than, it's not an external thing. It encourages me. I enjoy it. It's hard for me to mentally understand, but what you've just said to me, I'm fascinated by. I feel like I need to take a moment to really absorb it. But I feel like it's not shock. In a way, it's not too shocking to me.
No, it shouldn't be. If it was shocking, then I was probably wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you've
yeah, okay.
A, well, you're in luck, because I happen to be a past life therapist. That's so there you go.
That's what I was about to say. And I want to wrap up with you, Pamela. I would love for you to share with us, because I'm trying to understand... Pamela does amazing past life regression. I tried it for the first time with Pamela. It wasn't at all what I expected it to be, and it was one of the most significant mind-blowing experiences of my life. And I'm still trying to process and understand kind of what's the point of it all. Like, why do we come here and not, if indeed we've had past lives, I'm assuming we come here not remembering that, because we have to stay focused on the intent of this experience while we're here. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Pamela, but I'm wondering if you can talk to us a little bit about the purpose and significance of past life regression, and why you should or shouldn't do it, and what it may lend. And like I said, if you come here and you don't consciously have this awareness, is it, I guess I'm questioning it. Is there any Pandora's box element to it, that maybe you shouldn't open it because you're not supposed to know? What do you have to say to that, Pamela?
Gosh, where do I start? Okay. to me, past life therapy is the most profound healing technique you can use to get to the truth of your soul. It makes it so real, and you have an exorbitant amount of opportunity for emotional growth. And our souls come into bodies for that reason, and that reason only is for emotional growth.
But then why don't we come knowing all this stuff if it would because be so helpful to us?
No, it wouldn't, because you wouldn't grow from it.
Okay.
If you know everything, you don't grow from it. You just go, oh, yeah, you know. And that's why I don't tell people their future, because it takes away the growth opportunity. Mm. And it's like, you can, besides that, you can change your mind and do something else. So the thing about past lives, it's stored, everything, anything and everything that has ever happened to you is stored in your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. It is a part of you. It is who you are. And your, because your subconscious mind knows no space and time. So as far as your subconscious mind is concerned, you're still Tallulah. You're still having that experience. You still have that life. It's that, and the emotional wounds of that life are still going to be your emotional wounds in this lifetime until you heal them. Mm-hmm. And the reason we don't know it all the time is because it take away our opportunity for spiritual growth. If you've come back in again, you know, with that same energy and that same beliefs, if you've come back in again and on that same path, there was something you didn't get done that you're set on getting done. Mm-hmm. By mm-hmm. God, I'm getting it done this mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And that's why you come back. And also, just so you know, there were other people in that life with you that are in your life now. The grandmother wasn't. Now, I don't know when she was born, but your grandmother was not there. But she was one of your spirit guides in that lifetime.
Okay.
And I heard her telling you, when you were Tallulah, I heard her telling you, you know, to thine own self be true. And that's why she said it, and that's why your grandmother said it again. Wow. Because she was one of your spirit guides when you came into that body.
Okay.
So, not remembering is the most significant thing we can do. It's so much better for our soul if we don't remember, because it's like having do-overs. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, I get to do that again. Okay, I'm getting it this time. Mm-hmm. And that sheer determination to resolve those unresolved emotions is what makes our life such grand opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's really why we have them. Technically, there is no past life. Technically, it's all going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. But honestly, most people can't grasp that, so I still call it past life. You know, it's really not. Mm-hmm. It's all happening so fast and so, because there's no space and time. It's all happening, and that's why a lot of times deja vu is based on that. Mm-hmm. Because it's happened so fast that your subconscious mind records it right before it happens. Mm. So sometimes that's what deja vu is about, and sometimes it's a past life experience. But it's all for the opportunity. Every single bit of it is for the opportunity to grow emotionally, to overcome. That's why God loves us so much, that it keeps giving us do-overs. You know, we get to come back and go. And that's why we don't remember, because we need to make new choices and choose the things that are good for us and loving and to us. And we need to make those choices instead of the choices we made in the other lifetime. Did that answer the question?
Pamela Beatty is so cool.
It's amazing.
I'm putting that on a business card. Pamela Beatty is so cool.
I feel like I just need to soak it up like a sponge, everything that you're saying. Yeah. It's amazing.
Okay, if you want to find Pamela Beatty, you can find her, Pamela.
TheHollywoodSage.com.
And if you want to find Mari/Tallulah Bankhead, apparently, now we've got several validations of this, Mari. Yeah.
Feathersandtoast.com.
And we hope that you will continue to join us on Primrose Lane Movie on Facebook. There's also primroselanemovie.com. But follow us on Facebook. That's where we post our ongoing information. And we will continue with our weekly podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.